Yeah. This is MC Shy D, and I'm cooling with all my homeboys on the Hip Hop Digest. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, y'all tune in and check my brothers out because they doing their thing, y'all.
Simply because you don't have evidence that something does exist does not mean that you have evidence that something doesn't exist.
What
country you from?
What
ain't no country I ever heard of. They speak English in what?
What?
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Yeah.
So you understand the words I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is that there are known knowns and that there are known unknowns, but there's also unknown unknowns, things we don't know that we don't know.
What?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
It's your boy, Nam Corona. E-Color. What's up, yo?
What's good, yo? Happy recording day.
What's good? What's good?
Yeah, we're going to make it a happy recording day, yo.
No doubt. Hey, and again, like I said, I want to thank to the man above, to the heavens above, that we can get together for another recording day because it's rough out there.
Yes, sir.
It has been.
No doubt. So, before we get started, me and Kurt G was talking about the fact that I didn't really have any topics, and the reason why I was unplugged is because I've been working on my washer. Shit. So, my washer sprung a leak. So, the washer that I bought, it was some cheap-ass Kenmore joint at Sears. The cheapest joint on the floor. So, we bought the joint, took it home. First problem. The second problem is a year later, you know, like during the year, we would wash clothes and shit and then shut the thing when we were done or whatever and then open it up 3 or 4 days later and it was smelling like a motherfucker. I'm like, what the fuck is up? Somebody filed a class action lawsuit because the way they designed it kind of just seals the washer when you close the front door and shit, and it was growing mold.
Crazy mold.
So anyway, to remedy the problem, you can file the joint to get your $25 or whatever it was in the class action lawsuit. But the fix was to keep the door open. You could wash like regular, but then keep the door open. All right. And then you got to take apart the washer to fucking go into the point where you put the detergent and the fabric softener. Take that bitch apart and then scrub it. Because the shit is growing all the fuck up in there. I just did that yesterday. And a solenoid on the cold water hookup is leaking. So I got to get
damn,
the part.
Nigga, you all up in the solenoid, nigga?
Yeah, nigga. So I got to get the part number, go to Amazon, order the part, wait for that shit to come in, do all this shit. I got the washer all fucked up. I look like a car mechanic out that bitch, yo. It's crazy. So
basically.
So that's like a monkey wrench yourself. Out. You DIY like a motherfucker right now, huh?
Yeah, no doubt. So anyway, I'm sorry. I know people were like, what the fuck are y'all niggas talking about? Get to the digest.
Real life shit. That's real life shit right now. This whole shit is digest, yo.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hard to digest right now.
So anyway, but that's what I've been into. So that's why I'm very, very short of topics. But the topics we do got, we're going to go right in. So. Back to the previous program. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, before we started the show, we talked about terrible people, and this first topic is about the terrible person, and that person is the U.S. Surgeon General. Okay, Dr. Jerome Adams. Okay,
he getting on that brother, yo.
B, I'm gonna tell you why. The U.S. Surgeon General says Black and Latino Americans should step up during the COVID-19 pandemic and avoid alcohol, tobacco, and drug use. Now, why would he single out Latinos and African Americans for that's the reason why we fucked up in the game? And not fucked up in the game due to Corona, which has already got niggas fucked up. But then lack of access to healthcare, you know. And I'm going to give my example. In the state of Maryland, I don't know how it is around the country, but in the state of Maryland, in order to get a COVID-19 test, You got to have a prescription from a doctor. If you ain't got health care, how the fuck you going to get the script from a doc? Oh, you just supposed to spend money and then go to the emergency room and say to the doc, oh, I'm scared of COVID-19. Then you getting a gigantic bill for going to the emergency room to get a free COVID-19 test. He didn't say nothing about that. He said you, E-Color. He said you, Kirk G, because you are black. And to my Latino brothers, stop alcohol, stop tobacco products, and more importantly, stop drugs.
The Surgeon General said this could be devastating to your ear.
What it sounded like he said was that Bluff that bought a bottle could have struck the lotto.
Oh my
God.
Y'all niggas out here fucked up. Y'all been fucked up. And if y'all don't stop being fucked up, shit gonna continue to be fucked up.
So I'm first of all, I'm gonna just tell you I'm not surprised at it, because our people in those kind of positions, I always go back to our illustrious president Barack Obama, who told niggas to take off their slippers and stop playing video games, and I was highly offended, but we just boo-hoo-hooed that and got rid of that, so I'm not even bothered by this dude saying, because what he's saying is kind of the truth, but he didn't have to say
B.
African-Americans and Latino, right?
B. Okay.
Go ahead.
So, you know what this remind me of? He's not the only one. How come when niggas get around Trump, you know how you sometimes you watch a nigga on TV, they just catch a nigga and he's speaking all fucked up and you got that kind of black embarrassment? You know how that happens sometimes?
The one nigga they find out on the news?
Yeah.
Why the fuck they talking to this nigga when there's 20 people on the streets?
So that's how niggas get around Trump. Jerome Adams, the Surgeon General, do that. That other doctor, he another ignorant motherfucker. I can't recall his name right now. And shit.
Not Fauci.
Huh? No, not Fauci. Fauci. That other brother who runs that agency and shit. Oh, God damn it. I see his face, but I don't remember his name.
You talking about the housing
shit? Yes, him.
Oh, damn. Why can't I remember his name now? Ben?
The HUD nigga.
Yes, yeah, Ben Carson. You got it. Yeah. That's him. Very good. But these niggas, they get around Trump and shit and act totally fucked up. You know what I mean? I don't know what it is around niggas around Trump and shit, but he got these niggas looking stupid. You know what I mean?
Man, we should do an experiment. Have him come on the Hip Hop Digest. Trump on the Hip Hop Digest. And see if King Killer get butt lit one of this shit. Well, they really need to stop playing that shit.
I'm so sick of these Negroes walking around pretending like they can DJ.
I need
to put away the turntables.
I might
these digital things.
I might say that later. Hold ball.
Oh, damn.
That's after the money, huh?
Oh my goodness. So anyway, obviously, many pointed out that Dr. Adams overlooked the systematic issues that experts say contribute to the disproportionate impacts of coronavirus. And yes, and we all know, and we've heard it, but we should continue to hear it, and you're going to hear it on this show. Obviously, if you got pre-existing conditions, once it attacks your body, you don't have the resources to really fight it off. That's the long and short of it. But to sit up here and to basically say that you got a bunch of fucking niggas and shit drinking and smoking, you know, bunch of sombrero Latinos out there just not doing what they do, the right thing. Hey, that is at the height of ignorance, and he is a terrible person. That, you know, point blank.
What do you say, King Killer? Pants sagging, body bagging, tits Miss Pay.
Go back to Africa.
He's a horrible, horrible person. And usually niggas who get up around Trump they are just the worst, yo. I mean,
why do you think they're in that position, my nigga? He ain't gonna put you in that position.
I know it. And like I said on the show, there is a hustle out there, because conservatives, especially Trump type conservatives, that's a good hustle. If you black and you willing to get up there and you want to pound your brothers and sisters, if you're Latino, if you want to get up there and you want to pound your brothers and sisters, there's a good hustle. There's money to be made out there by doing that.
Though, B. Just from the other side. Because I didn't see the clip. You know how we get caught out there
no doubt.
Sometimes when I not see the whole clip. So let me ask you this, though. If maybe he had said it in a different way, would you have been more receptive to it?
B, all Americans with pre-existing conditions, if you catch COVID, you're fucked up in the game.
I understand that, killer. I understand that. But the whole America don't have a liquor store on every corner right beside the church and the chicken box spot with the lemonade or iced tea, whatever you get. Every hood, white, black, whatever, don't have that. So, yes, it is fucked up what you said. That we don't have the resources to go into fucking get a regular yearly checkup for some people, right? But at the same time, we do have a lot of motherfuckers. Look, I'm sitting here with a drink right here.
B, so let me do this. Let me do this. And I'm going to clear this up. And I'm not going to go down the road of systemic issues. But, you know, I live in Montgomery County. You know what I mean?
Yes, you do.
And in Montgomery County, close to me, there's a Whole Foods. There's a Mom's Organic Market. And there's Roots.
Mm-hmm. So in you Montgomery go up, County, you said, right?
In Montgomery County. Close to me. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, you go up in there for regular ass box of pasta. You know, that ain't that regular shit. We talking right. about
$7.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yep. Exactly. You read my mind. You talking about $7, $8 Absolutely. Depending on the hookup.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Folk who work in regular
that ain't your oodles and noodles, my nigga.
Man, nah, and folk who work in regular jobs can't afford that. So you're talking about the liquor store and the chicken spot. Yeah, that's different. Now, there is a chicken spot that me and Kurt G love to frequent.
Mm-hmm.
Right around the corner. Boy, they throw a half a chicken up on that junk.
Oh, hell yeah. They throw powdered rice up on that junk.
Hungry right now.
They throw a half a chicken up on that junk, and the size is just stupid, yo. But what can I say? It's cheap. Okay. And you know what?
Oh,
can
hell
I,
yeah.
You know?
$7 you yeah, out that talking,
but nigga, Jordans ain't cheap. Walk around the hood. Them fucking Air Force Ones ain't cheap.
Niggas will spend money on what they want.
So you talking to a dude who will pay good money. I don't make a whole lot of money. I make enough, right? But what I use it for, if I'm going to eat something, yeah. Do I eat fast food every now and then? Yep. But when I go get food, when I grocery shop, I get shit that's good for my body. As far as the shit that I put on outside, clothes and all that shit, if I can't find it on the crackhead, and you know what I mean, I ain't doing it.
B, check it out. So I'm going to
a lot.
So I'm gonna apologize to the listeners. Yo, I'm sorry. I'm gonna apologize to the listeners because you was broke up pretty heavy, and I'm sure that did get recorded this week. But I want to end this topic by saying basically that you cannot blame people's circumstances, no matter how they living, okay, to the outcome of a pandemic. And that's what makes the Surgeon General and Ben Carson and every other nigga who get around Trump and want to frog. You know, that's the problem. Well, that you.
All I want you to do. Okay. Me, all I want you to do. Box for what he said.
Repeat that because you was breaking up again.
I asked, can you hear me?
Yes.
All I ask is that you put Barack Obama in that same conversation because of what he said.
We can do that. And we can do that.
Okay.
You know, we can do that.
Good.
All right. Like I said, I mean, you know how, you know, America is not, we don't live in a panacea. Barack can call you a nigga, but, you know, Trump, he can try to, but he really can't. You know what I'm saying? Without repercussions. You know what I mean? You might wanna fuck Trump up if he come off his, you know, rocker like that. Where you gonna come when you see Obama calling you a nigga, you might wanna be like, yo, look, Dunn, check this shit out, yo. You know, you gonna come at him different. So that's all.
I'm gonna come at him just like you come at him, man. I can't help my circumstance, my nigga.
All right, man. I wanna move on and shit, yo. All right. Next time.
I ain't beating on black people, Sweet B.
Okay.
Well, I might, but.
All right. That's what's good. So anyway, that's our weekly COVID talk. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is rest in peace to one Robert Cornelius Mitchell, better known as Bobby Mitchell. The Washington Redskins receiver passed away this week. He was the first African-American player for the Washington Redskins. Look, if you don't really know anything about Bobby Mitchell, I think before you Google Bobby Mitchell, you should Google Preston Marshall Smith. This nigga, yo, you talk about just not giving a fuck being a racist. He just didn't give a fuck. Black people were ants to that nigga. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, he is the most, oh my goodness, on record, not even trying to front his racism. You know?
Why? What he wanted to say, you'll never have a nigga on his team.
He did. And it wasn't until he was the last NFL owner to integrate. He was the absolute last one. And Bobby Mitchell tells some absolute horror stories about coming to this area and being a player and the shit that he had to go through. It's let's say rest in peace to him. Yo, he was a giant in the D.C. area. As well as he should be, you know.
Right.
And Bobby Mitchell was one of those guys, again, one of those athletes behind the scenes that heavily was involved in the civil rights movement that you don't know about.
Well, you know how we do, right? We want to represent all the gods. So I want to give a shout out to, rest in peace, to former Eagles running back, Timmy Brown. He passed away a couple of days ago, and respect to him. He's one of the people who had to handle a lot of that shit you was talking about back in that day when he was playing.
Yes indeed, and rest in peace to him. So no doubt. All right, so as a Redskin fan, you got any as a former Redskin fan, as I say, you don't partake in the NFL.
As a former, I got the plaque on the wall right here with the championships and all that shit,
right?
But yeah,
you
I don't
that shit?
Right now I don't follow that. I stopped watching football. I still got the plaque.
Well, I want to knock a little bit of dust off that championship joint.
Oh, way too much dust. Can't even see it. It's so dusty. Yeah, but I have nothing. During that time, I wasn't even knowing what the hell about the Redskins. Instead, at the time I became a Redskin fan, really the truth behind the reason why I even became a Redskin fan is because I was and still am a Florida fan. So I was like, you know what? It got the same colors, so I'm going to be a Redskin fan because they're the exact same colors.
Oh, you mean Florida State?
Yeah, Florida State.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
I got
you.
They had the same colors as Florida State, so I was like, okay. Same Indian shit. I was like, okay, represent.
All Native right. American.
Yeah. Yes. Native American. Yes, not Indian. Native American. Because I do have a Native American in my family.
Oh, okay.
Well, oh, there you right. go. That's why you got that good her.
I got that good her.
You should specify red dot or feather.
You said that shit, yo. I started finally watching Ozark, right? Fucking, I'm in season one.
Oh, I love that show.
I just started watching it, but there was a dude on there who said some shit about, it was just a red dot. And I was like, yo, what the fuck, yo? I did not even know that was a derogatory shit. Yo.
Yeah.
And to hear you say it again, I'm like, wow, it is.
Yeah.
I'm sheltered, man. I'm sheltered from racism, unless it's incoming. shit.
That's what's up, yo. All right, yo. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is DJs, and more DJs. Even though I was pretty much unplugged this week, I did tune in for a pretty good length of time at several DJ sets. And I want to comment on a few of those. Some were a little older, some were new. First, obviously, I want to talk about the DJ Premier set. I've seen people on the text chain talking about that. The thing I loved about the Primo set, obviously, is that he was playing unreleased joints. Okay. He played this KRS-One that was stupid off the when they were recording Return of the Boom Bap. And he played this unreleased KRS-One. It was absolutely...
What did he say? It's like 3 a.m.?
Oh, son, it was...
D&D.
Oh, son, it was absolutely stupid. So, of course, you know you're going to get that from Primo. Grandmaster Flash, he did a pretty fun set. He, again, playlist-wise, he's kind of all over the place, playing a couple of commercial joints, but whatever. But when Flash gets into his element of the original breakbeats and stuff from his era, that's when really Flash was shining. So, again, I appreciated that, okay? The next one, speaking, we did talk about Public Enemy a couple of times, DJ Lord. Public Enemy, he did a set. Now, I'm going to stop on the DJ Lord set because DJ Lord, he gets, because he was using the Rain 12s. And I got a pet peeve with the Rain 12s.
Uh-oh.
There's no tone arm with the Rain 12s. You know... you could have two hands as heavy as bricks when it comes to the Rain 12s and get off because there's no skipping, there's no none of that. The Rain 12s is going to turn people into button pushers, I believe. That's just my personal opinion. I know people, you know, it's like, yo, Rain 12s, that's that new shit, nigga. Stop being a dinosaur. Fuck that. All right. The next DJ is Biz Markie, okay? And he was on that Adidas original thing along with another luminary that we'll get to. Biz is crazy. He has a very eclectic taste when it comes to music. He did his thing, usual Biz Markie style like that. But the last three are my favorite. In order, okay? These are the last three. These are my favorite. At number three.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
At number three was DJ Jazzy Jeff. And you may be surprised that he came in at number three, but I'm telling you, there's a couple of reasons why. Because DJ Jazzy Jeff also used the Rain 12s with no tone arm.
And can he get extra credit though, B?
Hold up. I'm telling you, but that's why he's number three. I'm gonna get to that. And then he can get extra credit. Jeff is so fucking good, okay? Even though he had Rain 12s, and I wanted to take points for using the Rain 12s, but I seen Jeff using a lot of push-button cue points, a lot of push-button transitions. Yeah, B, I seen it. He, matter of fact, he had that whole setup was Rain. I mean, Rain is stuffing a lot of money in his pockets. I don't blame him, you know. I'd probably do the same thing. But you were saying about Jeff's extra credit?
Yeah, you get that credit, B, because he's just coming off a major illness. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's true.
You got to get that man credit for being able to stand there and do that, because we could have lost Jazzy Jeff, yo.
B, and that's why he's at number three. That's not a demerit. That's just not a demerit. I'm just saying because Jeff is so good, and, man, he made that shit, that Rain 12 shit and that push button shit. He is so fucking good. He's too fucking good. So... at number two came in Lord Finesse. Lord Finesse, of course, you know, he had the regular, 12s up there, had the Pioneer S9 and shit. He was doing his thing. But his 80s set, I mean, he was playing joints. I'm sure it would not appeal to any young bulls out there, but he did. He was like, yo, it took care of, man, he was doing his thing. Okay? Now, fucking Lord Finesse, the playlist was amazing. At number one, he's in my top five DJs of all time, J-Rock from the Beat Junkies. Okay, he gets number one because of a couple of reasons. All vinyl, original vinyl, no computer, okay? Number two, no microphone whatsoever. No shout-outs. None of that Kurt G shouting his man out at the rim shop. None of that. And this nigga mixes so fucking good. And what makes him number one for me is that the actualness of his mixes come through. There were mistakes that he fixed. Like if the joint wasn't exactly on beat, he fixed it and corrects it. And his attention to detail on the vinyls that he pulled out was so eclectic. J-Rock, every day, all day. Don't get me wrong, technology. I got the technology in here myself. I ain't dissing. I'm just saying. But what J-Rock did was super, super special.
Bill B, I'm loving the fact that DJs, again, as we said last week, DJs is really shining right now.
Son.
Yeah, well, are you ready for this heavyweight fight, though, that's coming up?
Well, and that is the next topic on Hip Hop Digest. And since you brung it up, next topic on Hip Hop Digest is the big beat battle that all of us, Hip Hop Digest, text chain, most of the text chain, is waiting for.
Was that a slight? Was that blatant?
Not a slight. It's just not. They just not down with it.
Okay, that's all right. No problem. But we are.
They will be. Yeah, exactly. Proof of it, though.
Right. Will be. The RZA versus DJ Premier. This Saturday at 9 p.m. as of recording time. It is the day before that. But as of tomorrow at 9 p.m., people will be tuned in. So I watched a little bit of your boy Ebro and them because they were previewing the battle. Okay. And the unlike DJs, who there's plenty more DJs who were doing their thing to different levels, these beat battles kind of get zeroed in, and the commercial public is zeroing in. And so as Ebro and them were sort of previewing it and sort of playing either some RZA or some Primo beats in the background to say, I wonder if they're going to play this or I wonder if they're going to play that. The lone young lady on the show, who goes by the name of Laura Styles, the look on her face was like, I think people were basically going to want to hear commercial hit records. And the look on her face was like, I can't stand this underground, unknown shit. That doesn't appeal to me. And when I looked at some of the beat battles that Swizzy had something to do with, it was like he had motherfuckers like T-Pain doing a beat battle against Lil Jon or some stupid shit. Man, fuck them niggas. Them niggas whack, first of all.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, fuck them niggas. And like I said before, this is to me, it's a problem existential because people like Laura Styles who only want to hear commercial hits.
But B, she work on the radio. What do you think?
No, but
that's
I'm just saying.
That's what she does for a living. But she plays commercial hits.
But that's why people were saying Scott Storch bodied Manny. Scott Storch started playing R&B joints and co-productions. Manny Fresh is just playing Manny Fresh beats. It's a beat Scott battle.
Storch, Scott Storch knew his audience, B.
And see, at this point in time where you're going with it, I guess I might as well come in with my response to what this is going to be all about. And mine is probably going to be different than maybe some people. I don't think this shit going to even be close.
Ooh.
I think Primo just knocked him out.
Wow.
In my opinion. Because Primo's got way, way more joints from way more many different people than he does.
Yeah.
He has basically his Wu family, and pretty much that's about it. You know, that's a lot of niggas, that Wu family, and he's got a lot of hits. But
he's talking Unleashed.
Now, B, you're interrupting me. The reason why, that's what I think it's not going to be close. It's not even going to be close at all because I think Primo is going to just knock him out. But the winner is going to be RZA because RZA has all the commercial success with all the people that's on Wu. So that's why RZA is going to win this shit to me. But I think if Primo knocks him out, in my opinion, because Primo's got way too much hip-hop in his pedigree and way too many people that behind him, I just can't see it even being close, my nigga, in my opinion.
Damn!
B, and so I'm going to piggyback on what my brother's saying. I'm thinking to myself, Primo, he could put on a record like Ding, you know, or put on a cut from an unknown cat like that Lil Vic record, you know, or, you know, any of that shit.
Paula Perry.
Paula
nigga.
Perry, Closer to God.
Hold on, nigga.
But this one's saying, but hold up. Song. But hold
what
up.
What was a commercial? Paula Perry?
You don't think so?
Fuck no.
See, that was not commercial, son. That shit wasn't getting hammered on the radio every 5 seconds.
That Paula Perry was
Cream,
not commercial.
Cream was getting played on the radio all day, every day. Cream was getting played, my nigga.
Okay, all right, well.
No, but I'm saying.
That don't make it any less dope, though.
Well, no.
It doesn't make it any less dope. I'm not saying it's not dope. I'm just saying the reason why RZA's going to win is because he had more commercial success because of the chick like Laura Stiles is going to say, well, RZA wins because he had more commercial success.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. I feel you. I feel both of what you're saying. But why the fuck do you even care what the commercial shit's going to say? I want to hear a fucking tie. I don't give a fuck what y'all talk about. I want to hear a tie. Fuck that commercial shit.
So,
I want to hear RZA's best shit, and I want to hear fucking Primo's best shit. And I win. Fuck what you talking about. Shit.
You see it. Paula Perry, the queen of Fort Greene. I'm just saying, you know, and I'm, it's like this, you know, the look on her face. It just shows the chasm. To me, I'm with Kurt G. Preem murders this kid. Preem murders this kid. Because Preem... because of the... A, number one, is two things. The volume of work. Two. And it's that, like you said, the three records that I named, real beat guys. Real guys, they gonna respect the architect. Now, they're not gonna disrespect RZA. And I'm not saying that RZA is not going to be able to hold his own, but I tell you what, if it goes underground, the more underground Primo goes, the worse beating it's going to be, because I don't think people generally like RZA's underground joints the way they like Preem's underground joints. If he's pulling out records from Bobby Digital, niggas gonna be
might
like,
"Want to do that?"
If he start pulling out grave diggers, niggas gonna be like, "What the fuck is this?"
That's what I'm saying. Bobby Digital, grave diggers. If RZA starts going underground, now all Wu heads will represent no matter what. I get that.
Oh yeah, they're gonna love it no matter what.
You're Tobias Black.
You know what I mean? But I'm telling you, when Preem, that's what I said. If he pulls like I said, the Paula Perrys, the Lil Vicks. You know what I mean? Things of that nature, real, real stupid underground joints, unreleased joints. I
know we have crazy schedules, all three of us, but are you all going to listen to it live, both of you two?
I am not, because I will be working.
Okay.
I would definitely try to get in.
Okay, so here's what I would like to do. I know everybody and their mama and their grandmama's got Zoom right now, but I would like to do a fucking live Zoom listening party to that shit so we can react on the spot. Because I want to see the reactions.
Mm.
So it's out there. I put it out there. I'll put it on our social shit so people can see it, whatever, and we'll do whatever we do.
All right. Well, I wish I could do it, but I will be at work, but I will be tuning in to when they post the replay, definitely. So,
no doubt.
So, all right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Watch Yourself, Young Man, Part 2.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Uh-oh. Can we just go back to the DJs for a second?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, so I have been making an effort to watch more of these DJs doing their thing, like you yourself has said. I'm telling you, if I see a fucking microphone, I'm turning you off, B. I'm not even watching your shit. I don't want to see a microphone. I don't care about, like you say, shouting out the tire man or the pizza man, whatever the fuck you shouting out. I don't care about that. I care about the music. So if you spinning and rocking the music, I will check your shit out. But if you got microphones all in the video, dancing, I'm going to step off.
Everybody had a microphone except for J-Rock. Now, Preem had the microphone, but Preem was stopping the music and giving stories and perspective. Like, he's telling the story about the unreleased track from Return of the Boom Bap. So he tells the story behind it, and then he plays the record. Flash is doing the basic shouts. DJ Lord, I'm trying to think, did he have a fucking mic in his shit? But if he did, wasn't using it a lot. Biz, on the mic constantly. Jeff, on the mic an awful lot.
Yeah, he was.
Jeff on the mic.
Kevy Kev, I watched his, and he got fucking busy, yo.
Okay.
He got on the mic a little Philly? Bit, but he killed that shit.
Okay, Kevin Kev, that's what's up.
Yeah.
And again, Finesse was on the mic pretty a lot, but like I said, J-Rock, I love fucking J-Rock, yo. Yo, that's my man.
Turn of the DJ.
Oh, my goodness, yo. That's one thing, man. It is such a blessing, you know, as far as this goes, because that's where hip-hop started. You know, this thing...
With a DJ?
Yeah, this thing starts... This whole thing starts and ends with the DJ. And the fact that DJs right here are shining much, much more. Now, it lets you know. Lets you know something. Because them windblown pop stars aren't getting on the microphone on Instagram and doing concerts, are they?
No, they're not.
Oh, okay, because you can't hide your imperfections because you fucked up in the game. Okay? All right, I'm just saying, you got DJs of all stripes and of all musical genres getting up there. Whether they pushing buttons or not, they're the ones who's driving this shit, not your windblown pop stars.
Not your windblown, son.
Nigga.
Windblown.
I'm looking, think about looking at this. Look at all the pop stars rolling down the street like tumbleweed and
damn
shit.
Damn right, my nigga. Damn right. So... All right, well, let's get back to that next topic on the Hip Hop Digest again is a Watch Yourself Young Man Part 2. And that is alluding to the Watch Yourself Young Man where we were talking about your boy Blackface and a certain Griselda rapper. You know, why would they do it? What is their motivations? Well, we got another one coming up. West Side Gun reveals the status of the Kanye West collaboration. So... I'm already fucked up just on the title. I'm thinking it's got to be clickbait. You got Kanye West before this COVID joint getting ready to do several dates with Joel Osteen. Okay.
You got one coming up.
One of the biggest money, one of the biggest money preachers out there, if not the biggest. He got him and Kanye. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. West Side Gun is killing more niggas in the first 15 minutes of the record than anybody, probably. What? How does that even hook up? Gee, please help me. How does that even work here?
Maybe he throwing them some of them old Kanye beats. Just looping up soul records.
I can't even speak.
Because I'm thinking to myself, let me read the copy. It says, West Side Gun recently spoke to Elliot Wilson for his title, and that's Jay-Z title, Check-In IG Live Series, when he revealed that him, West Side Gun, and Kanye had plans to cook it up for a while. In fact, he said that him and Kanye was supposed to hook up in the studio, but unfortunately, due to the pandemic, they had to put things on hold. But he is in constant contact with Kanye West. He posted a big pic of the whole Griselda family with Kanye standing in the middle. And I'm thinking to myself, how is this working? How is this?
Look, now that you're saying this, and I don't know, but now that you're saying this, maybe it might be some get back in here, or I'm thinking some family reunion shit going on, and let me explain myself. The get back shit I'm thinking about is because of the little beef that Drake and Kanye had. Maybe this is because Drake hooked up with them. Maybe Kanye like, fuck it, I can hook up with them too on some petty shit.
Okay.
And then on the family reunion shit that I'm seeing in the background is I'm seeing maybe a Jay-Z, Kanye West family reunion. Maybe they're getting back together.
I can't see
they
that.
They had a little thing going there for a while.
I can't see that.
That's a tough one.
Look at the connection, though. West Side Gun and them is hooked up with Jay-Z.
Yeah, but
now they're hooking up with Kanye.
I can't
see. So I'm thinking maybe the ice is breaking.
You asking a lot, B.
Yeah, I can't see. Hove has zero to gain by fucking with Kanye. I mean, absolutely.
Maybe not directly, but indirectly like this.
The only thing Jay-Z can do for his artists, if Griselda is on a management deal or any of the guys who are signed to Griselda on a management deal, is just make sure that his artists get paid. That's it. Just make sure his people get paid. Other than that, I don't know, B. I'm telling you, Kanye West is another motherfucker who is a horrible human being. You know what I mean? God, forgive me. Damn. I know I should not be judging like that, but I'm sorry. Nah, B. Another one. He just we didn't just got done talking about niggas getting around Trump and they start tweaking.
Ooh.
We just got done talking about that. B. You forgot? You must have forgot.
I ain't forgot. I'm not Roy Jones, my nigga. I ain't forget. I definitely ain't forget. But shit, I'll put it like this, B. I'm really not so much completely bought into what Kanye's doing, this new Kanye shit, but I'm more sold on Kanye actually being who Kanye is right now, because I know how he is and the person that he portrays himself to be. I can't say I know how he is because I don't know the nigga, but how he portrays himself to be is the person that goes all in at whatever they do, and he's all in on this God thing. So I don't see him as being fake on that.
Okay. I mean, look, I don't know. Maybe he feel like he can minister to West Side and Conway and them and turn and so they can stop doing what they do. I don't know. Ultimately, you're right. I don't know ultimately what his thing is. Maybe when he, like you said, he's seen blackface getting involved and then he going to jump involved and who knows? I don't know. But I'm just saying I'm still trying to number one. Watch yourself. It's again, West Side Gun and Griselda spent the entire existence going against the grain. And now it seemed like they turning and jumping into the grain. They spent their whole time going against the grain. Again, I'm going to say the same thing I said about blackface. A year ago, Kanye West don't even know them niggas.
Now that causes connections with people like Jay-Z. And others that
Jimmy
are
Fallon.
In the public eye, right? People that are in the public eye, they're actually getting themselves out there so people know who they are. When they was underground, nobody knew who the fuck they was. Only real cats knew who the fuck they were. So now that they're getting some public airplay and all, I'm not mad at none of that, B. Let me go ahead and confess that right now. I'm not mad at none of this shit that they're doing. Whether they're fucking with blackface, fucking with Kanye, fucking with anybody pop, I don't care. As long as they don't change who they are. Because back, we remember when Wu-Tang did a lot of R&B joints. Jay-Z did a lot of R&B joints. Biggie did a lot of R&B joints in his short life. But I'm saying, as long as they don't change their core self and who they are, I'm not tripping off of none of that connection. So as many connections as they make, is more money that they're going to make. So I'm happy for them niggas. Just make all the money you can make. Rape these niggas. I don't care. But don't change who you are as a core. Change your core person. As long as they continue to be who they are as Griselda, shit, I don't care about them hooking up with them other niggas.
I'm agreeing that I don't, you know, I hope they rape them niggas and get as much money as possible. I also agree on that, but I don't know how you could do what they have done their way. It is so rare that people do it and make it their way, not having to kowtow to these other niggas. You know,
you're right.
I don't,
you're right.
To I'm me, 100. If I'm West Side Gun, I'm like, yeah, Drake wanted to hook up and shit, but nah, we don't really do that type of music. And, you know, Kanye, a Christian guy, you know, we on the streets, we not necessarily in the Bible. You know what I mean? See, to me, that's going your way. You know, you hooking up with these.
But you're telling them to turn down money, my nigga.
That's a slippery slope, money. My brother.
Okay,
it is a very slippery slope.
Cause I know a young boy that'll hit you like, yo, did Big Daddy Kane kowtow to that feels like another one, my nigga?
Oh, B. But and because we have history, and the end result, the net result was a negative for Big Daddy Kane. Okay, so yeah, you're right. The net result was negative. And you're right. Think about all them R&B joints, okay? Think about all them R&B joints. I don't give a fuck if it was Meth. I don't give a fuck if it was Biggie or whatever. Yeah, they made money.
He and Jay-Z fucked with Michael Jackson.
Jay-Z, but in the end result, it was a net negative. You know, some of the worst record Hov probably ever made other than Blueprint 3, the entire record, is probably that fucking record he did with, was it Babyface? Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah, that was
horrible. That was horrible. So, again, and I'm going to take it all the way back to Eric B. and Jody Watley. Again, you can do that. Right. Well, you can do that, but is there a net positive other than the initial money in your pocket at the time?
And that's what I'm talking about. I'm not concerned about them. What you're telling them to do is turn away from money. Fucking with blackface is money. Even if it ain't direct money, it's indirect money.
Yeah, it's money.
Fucking with him is going to get a lot of views, and which equals money in this day and time.
Yes, sir.
Views equal money.
Right.
So fucking with him is going to get them more money. Fucking with Kanye is views equal money. So even if they don't get money straightforward, that's money in the back end. So that's what I'm talking about. I'm not fucking with their money as long as they don't fuck up their core as who they are and what they do.
I tell you
what people know them for doing, I'm not mad at them.
Okay, then let's do this. Let's flip the other side of the coin. Why would Kanye do it? He's in a risk. He's getting ready to do some major concert dates with Joel Osteen. He has the Christian community. Black Christian radio is all over that Kanye joint. And he's going to make records with the biggest gangsters in the industry right now?
You know what, B? But if, you know what?
And Kanye West is going to be
He's not going to do that. Kanye West, as we can admit, he's got a whole lot of shit in his bag, right?
Yes, sir.
But one of the things in his bag, in my opinion, is that little stone of hip-hop. There, you cannot deny that Kanye has some hip hop in him, the hip hop that we love.
I don't know where it's at right now, but you're right. It's in him. He's got it in him.
Right?
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to hope upon hope that he sees this as an opportunity to be that. And to, you know, because he came on doing fucking records for Jay-Z and them niggas, right? Who was what? Right. Street niggas and all that shit. Even though he had his Jesus Walk shit in the bag ready to go, but he was making hip hop beats. So I'm hoping, until I hear it, that maybe this is what it is. Kanye's little stone of hip hop that's in that bag is like, yeah, I've got this shit. Let me show these niggas.
Mm. All right.
Until I'm proven
some people
wrong.
Will tell you that's what. Okay, my bad. Some people will tell you that's what he did for Nas. He showed you that he still got some hip hop in him.
Mm. Yeah.
Because there's a few tracks on there that niggas were like, oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that Cop Shot the Kid is still amazing. That's an amazing record. So,
here we go. Until we hear it, we can only hope, B.
All right, that's what's up. So, all right, watch yourself. That's all I can say.
That's 2 weeks in a row for them niggas, yeah.
Hey man, I'm just saying, you know,
trying to get that money.
No doubt.
B, stay tuned. Next week is gonna be Taylor Swift.
Ooh, that's a problem, B. Curtis, that's a problem.
Hey,
I'd rather see them niggas fuck with Migos than fucking Taylor Swift, B.
Hey,
B, I'll be surprised at that. I'm surprised that you saying that, sir.
Hey, B,
I would rather that.
We covered Ghostface. Miley Cyrus hookup, Joan. Ed landed him on a panda cover. So, again, watch yourself. Watch yourself. Sound the mystical.
I would be way more shocked at Migos than I would be at Miley Cyrus or fucking Taylor Swift. God.
Yo, nigga.
Wait. You said Taylor Swift, didn't you?
Yeah, Taylor Swift or Miley Cyrus. I'd be way more shocked.
I could imagine Miley Cyrus.
Migos.
Yeah, well, you know.
You was on the text chain, nigga. You was like, them niggas sound ignorant than a
sound
motherfucker.
Retarded.
Yo, that's what he said. He said they sound retarded.
I said it, and I ain't ashamed of it. The fuck out of here.
I said, that nigga didn't just say the R word, did he?
But, I did.
Nigga, that's one of them shits that you be hitting me with on the text chain down there. You was like, them niggas sound retarded.
They was reading that fucking Dr. Seuss shit.
Yeah, they was reading that book. I was like, I said that shit sound like a remix to me because that's basically their style.
Sam I Am shit the fuck out of here.
That
yo.
Shit was stupid as hell.
And they in the fucking radio. Somebody, what was that? I forget who it was. Put that fucking milk and cookies up there.
Nigga, yes. Yes.
I didn't even see it as milk and cookies. I saw that shit as them setting them niggas up.
Nigga.
I was like, ain't this some shit? Y'all just fell for that one.
Nigga, that was
a sinker, didn't you?
No, that was milk and cookies, yo. They up at the station serving up milk and cookies like a motherfucker.
Gave them niggas a book to read. I was like, wow.
And you did it. News book. And they put a fucking beat behind that shit.
God.
Goddamn right that was milk and cookies, nigga. Get that shit out of here.
Oh, my God.
Dr. Right. Seuss turned over in his grave, yo. He's wearing no shit in his shit.
I do not like green eggs and ham, nigga.
Dr. Seuss. You're turning his grave, B.
The nigga was like, brr. I'm sorry, yo.
Take Lou, nigga.
Oh my god. Yo.
Not need to see that. Whoever posted that shit, yo.
Yo, alright, the Migos are rich though.
So, yeah, they rich as a motherfucker. And it ain't never about their riches though. It's about their content. Get that shit out of here.
I just wanted to put that out there, yo. They're rich.
Just put the instrumental out, my nigga. Sorry, Kurt. I know you fuck with them, but.
Okay, that's my people. See, I ain't gonna front. I will not front.
And that's a good thing. I appreciate that.
Damn, that nigga said green eggs and ham. Dr. Seuss, he wrote The Grinch, too?
He wrote all that
That's
shit.
That's all his shit.
Oh, okay.
That's all his shit.
Damn, yeah. I'm sure Dr. You know what? If Seuss was alive, yo, he'd probably be suing them niggas.
Clear Channel or whoever the fuck owns that station.
Yeah, maybe the Seuss estate might see them niggas. Who knows, yo? All right, let's keep it moving, yo. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, I admit it's TMZ, or it's a bit of TMZ. We don't know what's going to come of this. This is along the lines of a rapper yelling as loud as they can, look at me, but I'll go into the topic because I was short this week. Azealia Banks, who you can't even really consider a rapper, I don't know who she really does, but it doesn't matter, threatens to expose Busta Rhymes if he doesn't clear a track. Apparently they did a track together. Azealia basically took to her Instagram to call Busta out. She said, when this quarantine is over, I'm going to fuck up a lot of y'all niggas. She said, I'm going to fuck niggas summers up. She said, everybody's getting violated. I got a long list of niggas who I'm about to have a summer surprise. Y'all niggas ain't never seen evil like this. She also goes on to say to single out Busta Rhymes. She was like, Busta Rhymes, you first, nigga. Clear the record before I expose you. Don't act stupid.
I get it fucked up, B, I'm sorry. Before I get it fucked up,
yes,
Iggy Azalea is not that chick that.
Not the white chick. No.
Okay.
Azealia Banks.
Did I say Iggy Azalea?
Yeah, you did.
No, you said Azealia Banks.
Did I? Okay, because you know I get dyslexic
I don't know. Yeah. All that shit fucks me up anyway.
No doubt.
Grab bag. I just wanted to make sure because you was like, niggas got. She's saying that now?
Nah. Not the white chick, Azealia Banks. But right. I did say Azealia Banks.
Yeah, you did say
that. Okay, cool.
My brain is fucked up.
Okay.
I wasn't listening to the Surgeon General.
Maybe that little green apple might be kicking in.
It's kicking in, brother.
Anyway, she goes on to say, clear the record before I expose you. Don't act stupid. Get it done in the next 5 days. Then she lets him know that she's not fucking around. Told him he has 4 days and then called him a fat, steroid neck son of a bitch.
And you expect him to go ahead and clear that, right?
B,
you really expect this nigga to go ahead and clear that after you just went and said all that shit about him?
So I know
what you gonna do.
I know Miss Azealia Banks, and again, this is armchair psychology here. It does seem like she does have some serious emotional issues.
You know who she reminds me of, B?
Who's that?
She reminds me of I Hate You So Much Right Now.
Oh, damn.
Nas's ex.
Yes.
Yes, that's who she reminds me of. Just an angry black woman. Just mad as shit. Mad at every fucking body.
But I do believe that she does have some undiagnosed emotional issues, okay? And I think that comes to the surface. Now, we can only speculate on what she means talking about exposing Busta Rhymes. There are a lot of rumors, which we won't get into that aspect of the TMZ thing about Busta Rhymes. Who knows whether she has any proof or not.
Ooh,
but does this fall under the category simply of, you know, somebody... I'm sorry, this Azealia Banks and any other Azealia, the talent is not there. You know, I remember Ebro up at the station was serving her milk and cookies, talking about track 6, 7, and 3 on the album, tough. This shit's tough. That shit was whack, son. Shit was whack. You serving up milk and cookie because she up at the station. But let's be honest with you. That album came out. It was whack. Her talent, you know, is whack. And she may have other talent in other areas. I'm not commenting on that.
Oh, damn.
You know what I mean? Mm. But her musical.
Kitchen in the bedroom.
Oh, gee. I ain't off that James Evan and shit. That was his Uncle Eddie who told him to say that. So
don't say it. Don't say it.
He was like, don't say it, James. Yeah, don't say it. So, but in any case, yeah, I don't know. I'm asking you two. I believe that this is what this is, trying to kick up a lot of dust like your boy last week. Again, Young Chop, he kicked up a lot of dust for about maybe 8 hours in this shit. And now he's fucking yesterday's news.
You ever think about when you're out of here?
But the fact that she's making threats on niggas, and the fact that she's... See, this is where I'm going to call her out at. She's making all these threats and saying that she's going to call niggas out when this COVID shit is over, and all she's going to do this, and she's going to do this, and fuck up niggas' summers. I'm saying this. How are you going to fuck up niggas' summers? If it's going to be records, you can put those out. If it's going to be words that you just speaking, you can tweak those words. You can put them on live. You can go wherever and say what you got to say. You ain't got to wait till the summer or whenever. Wait till this shit is over. You can just put it out right the fuck now. You ain't got to wait 5 days because you know Busta ain't fucking responding to that shit. I know I wouldn't after you done called me out like that.
Yeah, but he's a hothead. You know
yes,
that.
He is. Yes. But I tell you what, unless she really got true live banana peels on niggas, you know, videotape and crazy shit. And unless she got true life banana peels on niggas, this is nothing but, you know, this COVID.
Just talk.
Just talk. This COVID got my money stream dried up and I need somebody to look at me. Look
and
at me.
Will.
And people will, especially when that type of vitriol. Yeah, people going to look at her. And like I said, I picked it up for the Digest. I know it's a little bit TMZ, but these threats, and it's been a couple days since I saw this, okay? I haven't heard a peep. So you're right. If I'm Busta Rhymes, I'm not saying anything because I know that, what? They expose me doing what? You know what I'm saying? You know?
And then we see,
I said I was a vegetarian. I said I was a vegetarian or a vegan, and they busted me eating chicken.
Yeah, might see some other shit though.
I mean, it could be, yeah. But unless she's got that type of videotape banana peels on niggas, that's an empty threat, and she looks as bad as Young Chop and pathetic as trying to do any fucking thing you can to stay relevant.
Yeah, you got to look at her history, too. So
no doubt. That's why I said she's got some issues there that I think are undiagnosed psychological issues on that aspect. And quickly, because I don't have any more topics, and you talk about look at me and poor taste when your boy Blackface during the pandemic is showing motherfuckers around in his mansion, you know.
making up bullshit line dances and shit.
Yeah,
I'm like, come on, son.
We already know you rich. You already famous, nigga. Shut the fuck up, nigga. Leave that shit. Privacy, nigga. We don't give a fuck.
You know? We don't, but a lot of people do. A lot of people wish they were up in there with him.
Come on, son. There was such a show as Lifestyle of the Rich and Famous.
Sure was, but...
And niggas love looking up in other rich people's houses.
Yep, loved it.
Damn.
Loved it.
But did Biggie say chilling with Robin Leach?
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
So...
I definitely ain't gonna sit up here and say nothing positive about Drake's music until I hear something positive. But I'm not gonna begrudge him that other shit, yo. I mean, people are people. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I don't give a fuck how much money you got.
I get it.
When motherfuckers is locked in, you might do some extra shit. Nigga, you fixing a fucking washing machine. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers do. You ain't videoing that shit.
Right.
But you at the crib fucking fixing a washing machine. Drake ain't fixing no motherfucking wash machine, B.
No doubt. No doubt.
He don't even know the fucking other one's broken.
Shit.
So what's he gonna do? He's used to being out in these streets with the fucking bottles and bitches and
I'm just saying, when it comes down to in this situation, when there's real, real suffering, you up there showing off your mansion. You know, it's celebrities, period. Ellen DeGeneres talking about being in a mansion is like being in prison. You know what I'm saying? I like to take
up. They know not what they say.
It's like being in prison for them because they're used to being out on a daily basis. Right. She has a show that she goes to every day.
Right. They don't know no better. To them, This is prison. To me, it's a break.
I tell you what, B, you know what? That's why the Bible is so true when they talking about, you know, when they talking about a rich man, you know, getting into heaven. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to inherit the kingdom of heaven. The Bible is true, my nigga.
Rich people can't go to heaven?
B, it's very difficult. It's in the word. Think about it. A camel. We're talking about a camel. It's easier for that camel to get through the eye of a needle than a rich person.
Look at that whole scripture.
Oh, nigga, yes. You better.
God,
yes, sir.
Dang, if I get rich, I'm going to hope that I still go to heaven, yo.
B, no. B. Anybody can get there. Anybody can get there. But the Lord is talking about the difficulty of rich people having to do what they got to do to get in. You know, it's easier for that camel. Mm. All right.
That's a hard fight.
Hey, B, either way, you can take it how you want to. But yes, look up that entire scripture. And so that being my last topic of the Hip Hop Digest, again, want to give a shout out to Kanye West. Now, he might want to come in and join us on that combo, though.
I'll ask
him
about it.
Okay. No doubt. So, okay, well then, let's do it. Kerr G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week, we got 1,000 words, 1,000 words. Then we got Stove God Cook, Reasonable Drought. That's Stove God Cooks, a Reasonable Drought, and you can wonder what that's about.
No doubt.
And then Nolan the Ninja, Euphoria 2, that's the instrumental joint. Nolan the Ninja, Euphoria 2.
No doubt. Speaking of joints, did I hear country music in one of them episodes? Or some kind of country joint? Maybe I was hearing things.
What episode?
Was it the last episode or the episode before that? Maybe not. Kurt G's not saying anything. So
last week I put a bunch of different joints in the background. Last week what was we talking about? The Curly Neal and them.
Yeah.
So I put, put that song in the background.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
I put that Globetrotter song in the background during that time. And it was actually Wynton Marsalis, his band.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay.
Since his father died, so I put his band playing that.
Oh, okay.
So it was a two-for-one deal right there, so I put that back there.
Okay. Word. That's what's up.
I'm going to put this out there because Curtis mentioned 1,000 words. And I don't know if this is public record, but I am not really an Eddie Murphy fan.
Okay.
Got that out there. But I will tell you this, while we all locked down, if you ever want to watch a good-ass Eddie Murphy movie, you might want to watch 1,000 Words. That shit was good, yo.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Eddie Murphy wasn't Eddie Murphy in that to me. He was acting on some different shit, so get a chance.
Yeah.
Only showing off his acting chops?
He wasn't goofing, I'll say that.
Oh, okay.
No doubt. I'm just heavy still documentary. Watched a great documentary on Blue Note Records. Watched the documentary on Miles Davis, yo. Miles was fucked up in the game for a while, too. Watched a documentary on Clark Terry. Watched a documentary on a jazz singer by the name of Onita O'Day. You may have never heard of her. Oh, great voice or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just, for me, strictly documentaries.
But let me tell you why you bugging.
Okay, all right.
Because you said all the motherfucking documentaries, but I did not hear you say anything about the documentary entitled 8. Let me get it exactly, because I put this shit on the chain for niggas to watch, because it absolutely needs to fucking be seen. And I'm scrolling right now to get to it. It is called 808, The Heart of the Beat That Changed Music. It came out in 2015.
I've seen it. Shit's already
amazing.
I've seen it already.
Yeah, I saw that already.
I saw it when it first came out.
That shit was great, yo.
Yeah, yeah, they talk about the whole the building of the 808, the whole thing. Yeah, that's an incredible documentary.
Talk about all that shit.
Yeah, I'm about to watch that again, because that shit was great.
No doubt. So anyway, yes, sir. If you know, next week, God willing.
No doubt. Yes, everybody, sir. Stay safe. Wash your hands and buy toilet paper.
Yes, sir. Peace.
One.
It's that ruthless, mouthy loosest. Fuck that coon shit. Bitches wanna do what I do, it's fucking useless. Where's the truth? Got your boo on your pen, riding off your hype. I'ma put your game on blast. Where's the light? Call me Sherlock. Let that beat talk. Let your head rock. Militant walk. It's that bitch that bring that dreadnought. Cruella killer, get you lost in Manila. Monkey see, monkey do, can't climb on this pillar. Nah, handling my business. Y'all ain't even close, not an inch, kid. Stressing off some hype, that's a pinch, this. Bruising really quick, and you flinch this. And we did it easy, bake, easy go. You a fucking no-show, whatever.
Chuck, come on. It's the 5700. Kingpin, y'all can't touch the flow. Here to bring the ruckus for you money hoes. Remember how the tummy go. Growling like a dragon in the dungeon. What you bugging for? Y'all ain't fought none of those. Hobby kids come and go. Few stay vibing. If they got the skills to hang, it ain't nothing. I ain't fussing, bro. Tell me what you frontin' for. Don't be my collateral damage. I'm a savage kid. You gotta let some things go. I'm in the calm now. Eye of the storm. Whether poor, middle class, yo, the fly gets torn. Ain't nobody safe around me in the cipher. Get the fruck from in front of me. 24 karat bars, bucked out bunny B. Underground king where I come from. Violate my code, I get you mother sucking punk tongue. Heavy rotation while y'all spinning from a ceiling fan. Peace to Alvarado, Fundy Wake, we gon' kill him, man. It's the Shaolin master. Flip with the split kick. I'm in the spaceship, no NASA. Swooping like a raptor. My mind over matter. The real prime factor. You just another rapper, huh? I'm here, honcho. Cool up in that poncho. Smoking on cilantro. Cut it up pronto. Put it in the fronto. Got killers out in Congo. Who hit you with the combos? All banging on the bongos. Highly confucius. Malicious like I'm Lucius. Snakes in the grass. Hear them hissing like Medusa. Chop a little ring like I caught the Yakuza. I'm in the Land Cruiser, got him fiending like a user. Coke cracking, wonder kid, dope rapping, thunderhead. Fundy Wake woke, why you still wondering? Pussy went plundering. I pray you niggas swim. I'm the shadow of the grim, reaping in this life of sin.
Into the crate, find a gem, drop the needle. Yeah, we going retro. Live in your metro, adjust to the tempo. Then commence to rec flow. Easy with the 1-2. Kid, I might undo your style with that old school lyrical kung fu. I kick it like this, and I kick it like that. LR, grab the mic and show the people yo, where we at.
Ayo, we fresh off the press. Hot techniques impressed. Hit a rock decks. Who got the props? Got next. Talk less. Let's talk bars for your head top. Them two paint the market bars at dead shot. I put the game in a headlock. Graffiti on the wall, I name embedded in bedrock. Find the eye of the storm, survive the weather. We're hardball, IQ and I apply the pressure.
Me and my gang's gonna swarm. Me and my gang's gonna swarm. Me and my gang's gonna swarm.
Ain't nothing like a super fat baseline. Honey, shake your waistline. I know you heard us through the grapevine. I'm here to take mine, I'm long overdue. My crew is on cue for my bird's eye view. Somebody chill, ain't no crew that sound this ill. LR and M2, the day the earth stood still. Straight from cassette tape, you know how that go. Yeah, we lay it down lovely on a late night show.
Yo, it's time to watch the pros rhyme, it's showtime. Boss on the rope, my judge this and I collect tens like I float dimes. Into my name, written on road signs. Core grind, mad style, dripping from my clothesline. I've been broke, never had a rope mine. Blow mine, smoke find my lungs like I grow mine. Puff the lie, one time for your mind. Two times for your crew, that's how we do it like all times.
Me and my gang's gonna swarm.
Me and my gang's gonna swarm. Me and my gang's gonna swarm.
Now all the setups you thought you stepped up to get your rep up, and you will see who can hang you. never greener on the other side. You're always gonna collide with a sidetrack smack in the grill to remind you that it's always real. You can't shake it, and you can never show that you're weak or can't take it. You can't appear naked and cold and need assistance and try to tell people you're bold and beat resistance. It isn't gonna fly when they can look in your eye and really see the doubt and not the heart you speak about leaking out. To each their own, walking alone in battles, maintaining the sane and never rattle. Easier said than done, dealing with a ton, and never losing sight of a way to find fun. Life is more random than a formula plan, and people never lift a finger when you're suffering, man. Stand up. It's hard and it's rough with no pause to open new lanes, you bum rush to close doors.
So hear me out one time, you got to be yourself, cause if you ain't yourself, you end up by your friggin'
self. Now all the setups you thought you stepped up to get your rep up, and yo, we'll see who can hang you.
So hear me out one time, you got to be yourself, cause if you ain't yourself, you end up by your friggin' self.
Now all the setups you thought you stepped up to get your rep up, and yo, we'll see who can hang you.
Check it out. Straight out the entrance, folks begging for dependence. The happiness and success is based on acceptance. What? On the never-ending quest for a like and a follow. Fake filling in the shell of a life that's hollow. When you go wallow in the land of make-believe, a fake to see if that's what it takes to achieve. Your superficial lifestyle is nice while you're still on the come up. Ain't all day the sun's up. And then the shadows run up only 15 minutes and gone with the wind. And you back at the beginning. You can't carry your wins until the next season. You can see the fans leaving like you just took a beating. The you ain't shit, hatred comments start creasing. They looking for a reason just to hate you for breathing. Speaking of cheating, they gonna dug up your past. Now them same likes and follows go and put you on blast. Wow.
So hear me out one time, you got to be yourself. Cause if you ain't yourself, you end up by your friggin'
now
self.
All the setups you thought you stepped up to get your rep up.
And yo, we'll see who can hang you. So hear me out one time, you got to be yourself. Cause if you ain't yourself, you end up by your friggin'
now
self.
All the setups you thought you stepped up to get your rep up.
And yo, we'll see who can hang you. So hear me out one time, you got to be yourself. Cause if you ain't yourself, you end up by your friggin'
now self. All the setups you thought you stepped up to get your rep up.
And yo, we'll see who can hang you. So hear me out one time, you got to be yourself. Cause if you ain't yourself, you end up by your friggin'
now self. All the setups you thought you stepped up to get your rep up.
And yo, we'll see who can hang you.
Saga begins. My eyes is the photography lens. Properly push pens and show quality, Jim. The harvest be grim, but yo, maybe tomorrow we win. If we follow the trends and keep count of the dollars we spend. I want a mahogany bins. I want lottery ends. I want property friends. Plus my hobby is skins. If I get sloppy and sin, then my prophecy ends. But the garter begin. Watching my odyssey spin in a place where war be. Based on a true story. Territory was made for me to pursue glory. Blast alone. Master the zones have to be sown. Every capacity blown. I'm internationally known, yo. So all hail the honorable. Microphone phenomenal. Persona is invulnerable. Trust me, son. I continue like a saga do. Bringing you the drama to allow you that the chronicle was just gum.
Always live and direct. It's a rude awakening. Nobody
safe. Another banger exclusive. Come on, let's move it. Come on, let's move it.
Always live and direct. It's a rude awakening. Nobody safe.
Another banger.
The legacy lives, let them see what the pedigree is. Mega thesis, blessing these kids with extra features. The depths are deepest, the deeper sea is. Telepathy increases, melody can speak is. Telekinesis, ideas appear as clear as. Pictures in movie theaters, lyrics you hear is. Devastating the way you hear it. So stay tuned for sequels, part twos and more. So soon you and your peoples can bug rush the store. The name changed, the game remained the same. I won came to reign on his claim to fame. No stopping this, I'm dropping this with hip hop in it. And when the topic gets topicless, then I'm writing the apocalypse. So all hail the honorable. Microphone phenomenal. Persona is invulnerable. Trust me, son. I continue like a saga do. Bringing you the drama to allow you that the chronicle was just gun.
Always live and direct.